More movement on commercial marijuana in Haines, and we'll hear from a candidate for State House. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Abby Collins. Those stories and more are up next. There are still no commercial marijuana businesses operating in Haines, but slowly, prospective residents are gaining momentum. In February, the State Alcohol and Marijuana Control Office notified the borough of a complete application. Haines resident Carol Waldo applied for a license to operate Glacier Bay Farms, a standard marijuana cultivation facility on Helms Loop Spur. This week, the Assembly agreed to submit a letter of no objection on the application to the state. The Marijuana Control Board is set to review the potential business in April. In January, the board approved another Haines residence application for a cultivation facility. Erica Merklin is seeking a license to open Resurrected Dreams on Chilcat Lake Road. Now that she has approval from the state, there are still a few more steps before she can receive a license, and that includes a state inspection. There are three Haines applications still pending with the state. Last week, Chris Diamond filed to run for House District 33, including Haines, Skagway, Clequan, Gustavus, and downtown Juneau. Diamond is a longtime Juneau resident, a union organizer, and a 43-year-old father of three who plans to run as an independent. His wife is a legislative aide for Senator Gary Stevens of Kodiak. Representative Sam Keto III, a Democrat, currently represents District 33. He said publicly he's not sure he'll run again. Sarah Hannon, a retired teacher from Juneau, has also filed for the seat as a Democrat. KHNS's Barrett Wilbur caught up with Diamond for a conversation this week.
So can you start by telling me a little bit about yourself, what you do for a living, how long you've lived in Juneau, and whatever else you would like to include?
Okay. Let's see. I have lived in Juneau most of my life. I'm fourth generation Alaskan. My great-grandfather was A.J. Diamond. My grandfather was Supreme Court Justice John Diamond. I'm an organizer for the Carpenters Union. I represent about 2,000 members statewide. That includes pile drivers, Local 2520, as well as Carpenters Local 1243.
Great. What made you want to run for office?
Like most Alaskan parents, I want to hand off to the next generation of Alaskans, which includes my three children, a healthy, robust state. We need good leadership in order to do that, leadership that's willing to work across aisles, set aside differences. I think that I can fill that leadership position. I would like to work with everybody in the legislature to ensure that we're handing off our children and future generations of Alaskans a healthy state.
If you had to say, what are the top three issues that your constituents, if you were elected, would need you to advocate for them on?
That's an easy one. Jobs. Jobs, jobs, jobs. This whole district, we need jobs. We're losing population because we don't have work for people. And we need good paying jobs. If we're going to retain residents and encourage new people to move to this region, we have to be able to keep them employed. Education is big. I would like to see education that includes vo-tech training, life skills training, financial training for our kids. You know, I think we're selling people short. We've pushed the college narrative pretty hard for the last 20 years. That's failing people. We're seeing a lot of kids get these degrees that they don't utilize. There's other opportunities in this world for them, and we need to be giving them those opportunities in school and giving them the training and education.
The first thing you mentioned was jobs, and I'm curious, do you have ideas or plans for kind of how to improve the outlook in the district?
I have some ideas. I don't know that I quite want to get into that yet. I have some ideas, definitely for some resource development. It can be done responsibly, and it should be done responsibly. That's a good start, I think.
You did mention earlier that your wife, Nona, works as a legislative aide. And so I'm curious how familiar you are with the legislature and the legislative process.
My job as an organizer and representative for the Carpenters Union has definitely brought me more into the fold of knowing and understanding how my government works, taking care of my membership and interacting with the legislature, providing testimony when I need to, or discussing bills that affect our membership. Part of good leadership is surrounding yourself with the right people. I've learned that firsthand from my wife and from watching other offices up there. You know, the people that really surround themselves with good leadership do really well. That was something that we did in the field a lot. The better the crew you can surround yourself with, and listen to those people, the better off your jobs run.
So what experiences or qualities do you have that you think qualifies you to be a good representative for Juneau, Haines, Skagway?
Part of my job is being independent, nonpartisan. We have to work with people of both sides of the aisle. You have to work with a wide variety of personality types in the construction trade. I've learned a lot about being able to work cohesively with people that you may not get along with.
One of the things I feel like I have to ask about, given the state's financial situation right now, is if you have any experience dealing with budgets or that financial part of the job.
Boy, not on that scale. I was a small business owner at one time, so I had some experience running, you know, a small business and maintaining our budget there for work. So
I know you live in Juneau. How familiar are you with Haines and Skagway, and what could they expect from you as someone who lived in Juneau?
Sure. I'm not as familiar with Skagway. I haven't spent as much time there. I've spent more time in Haines working and whatnot. So the Haines Fair, you know, we try to get up there every so often. Family of five makes it tough to get up there very often. But I'm looking forward to traveling up to Haines and Skagway as well as Gustavus and sitting down and listening to what people have to say, what their concerns are in those areas.
So on your letter of intent, it doesn't say if you plan to run with a party or as nonpartisan. And so I'm curious if you do plan to run for a party, which one, or if not, why not?
No, I am planning to do this as an undeclared independent candidate. I've been unregistered for 10 years. It suits my job and my independent Alaskan personality very well. I definitely lean Democrat. I think the term I would use is Egan Democrat. I don't know if Dennis would appreciate that, but I am, you know. I'm going to do this as an undeclared independent candidate. I think that in order to get up there and do the work that's necessary to be done, that you have to remove that letter from your name.
So the one last question I would ask is how you would characterize the legislature's level of function or ability in the last few years.
The House, with the bipartisan group that they have right now, are on the right path. I think the Senate has allowed themselves to get too partisan and not be listening to ideas.
Do you have ideas for how to work across those gaps between, say, the House and the Senate, or the gaps between parties even within the House?
I think that rather than focusing on what our differences are, we need to all find something that we agree on and build out from that, like the hub of a wheel. Whatever the outside differences are, set those aside.
Great. Well, thank you.
Sure. Thank you.
Since he's running as an independent, nonpartisan candidate, Diamond's name won't appear on the ballot during the party primary in August. Per Alaska law, he'll need to collect signatures from 1% of the voters in his district that cast ballots in 2016, about 150 people. That will get his name on the ballot for November 6th general election. The Alaska Marine Highway System has adjusted ferry service schedules for mid-April to help Southeast students and chaperones attending the Region 5 Music Festival in Juneau. Last week, Ketchikan High School music teachers sent a letter to parents stating students would not be attending Music Fest because the only ferry option would have required students to be away for 11 days. The day after that announcement was made, parents, students, and alumni took to social media and contacted their legislators in hopes of finding a solution. In a press release, AMHS says it is rerouting the MV Lakonti so that students from Ketchikan, Wrangell, Metlakatla, and Klawak will be able to attend the festival. Approximately 400 students and chaperones from across the region are expected to travel to Music Fest. Region 5 Music Fest is April 12th through the 14th in Juneau. For KHNS News, I'm Abby Collins. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.